NFL headlines. JJ McCarthy done for the season with a meniscus injury. Are they being overly protective? Does this check out to you?
It feels like it to me. Obviously, I'm no doctor. Had a lot of these injuries, have had a lot of teammates with injuries. I don't know that I've ever had a teammate be out for an entire year when hurt in the first preseason game for a meniscus. I've had myself and other guys have surgery on Monday, play on Sunday. Others guys, it's 2 to 4. It all depends on the severity of it. This one must be, and maybe there's even more going on than just the meniscus. They haven't said, nor they don't need to. I'm also curious as to how this works with the pressure on the organization to play a young quarterback.
Takes the pressure away.
It takes all of it away. It takes it off of Sam Darnold. It takes it off of Kevin O'Connell. It takes it off of the front office. They're the ones that drafted him.
The win-loss record.
Yeah. And by all reports, it sounded like he was continuing to show improvement. And we all said this at the beginning when he was drafted and drafted so high. Like, we didn't see him as a day one starter.
Nope.
Still needed time to develop. So it takes all of the pressure off for whatever reason they decided.
Matthew Judon traded from the Patriots to the Atlanta Falcons, a team desperately that needed help rushing the passer. The Lions would be in that category too. John, did they make a mistake not giving up the equivalent of a third to go get him?
Well, I mean, that's from the outside looking in, we believe that they still need pass rush help, but
they don't.
They don't. I mean, they don't. They went and they got Marcus Davenport. Can he stay healthy? James Houston, can he stay healthy? Can he rekindle what he had as a rookie? And the all ever present Levi Onwuzurike, who can be moved around. Like, they have built this guy up to almost expecting Pro Bowl levels. I think that is a way overreach, but let's see what he can do.
Yeah, I guess when you have Reggie Allen or whatever waiting in the wings here, that'll be great.
To get back to Judon, though, I mean, Atlanta, I mean, sneaky team in a really bad division, have made some improvements and only given up a third for a bona fide edge rusher. Nice job on them.
Speaking of pass rushers, Hassan Reddick, the saga with the Jets. They traded for him, didn't give him a deal. He wants a deal. Now he wants to be traded. They say, we're not paying you.
I want to know what the conversation was between his agent and the Eagles. I mean, his agent and the Jets. Like, was this understood that, hey, we're going to trade for you and we're going to work towards a deal. Here are the parameters. Here's what we're looking for. The Jets said, okay, we can work with that. We'll figure it out. Or did they trade for him and say that we're just trading for you for a one-year guy? We're not doing a deal. And now all of a sudden he wants another trade? The comedy of errors with the New York Jets is very fun to watch.
It's on both sides, though, right? Like, at some point he has to report. I agree, he should have expected a contract extension. That's kind of the way things go, but he's not getting one, and he's thrown away almost $2 million pouting, essentially.
Yes, that's a lot of money.